Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something super important when it comes to buying used vehicles. Have you ever checked the oil in a car you're considering, and it looks clean and fresh, but just feels off? Well, that thick, sticky feeling could be a major red flag that there are serious engine problems lurking underneath. Now, you might be wondering why this matters so much. This situation happens more often than you think. Sellers are getting sneakier about covering up engine issues with heavy additives. Let me walk you through what to look for and why you need to think twice before making a purchase. First up, let's talk about checking the dipstick. When? I pulled the dipstick on a used vehicle recently. The oil looked absolutely perfect at first glance. Nice and clean, good color. Just what you'd want to see, right? But here's the kicker. When? I rubbed it between my fingers. It felt thick and sticky, which is definitely not normal. Normal engine oil should feel slippery, smooth, almost like it's ready to slide right off your fingers. If it feels thick and sticky, that's usually a sign that someone's been trying to cover something up. Pro tip, always rub that oil between your thumb and finger when checking the dipstick. Trust me, you're looking for smoothness, not just a pretty color. And here's where it gets interesting. After noticing that weird texture, I took off the oil cap. What I found was eye-opening. The oil residue around the cap was thicker than it should have been, and when I touched it, it was actually adhesive feeling. That's not what good motor oil should be like. So why would someone intentionally thicken the oil? Simple. They're trying to hide engine noise. These thick additives can temporarily quiet down issues like worn bearings or piston slap. Think of it this way. It's like putting duct tape over your check engine light. The problem's still there. You just can't see it anymore. Now, let's break this down a bit further. When oil thickens from additives, it's often due to products designed to mask problems right before a sale. These additives increase the viscosity of the oil way beyond what the manufacturer intended. Instead of that smooth 5-baht at 30 flowing through your engine, you might as well be using something closer to honey. This might quiet things down temporarily, but it can also reduce oil flow to critical components, increase oil pressure, and hide serious mechanical wear. Next, let's get to the engine noise test that you absolutely cannot skip. After noticing that sticky oil, I started the engine and went for a test drive. Just a few minutes in, the noise kicked in, and I'm not talking about a small tick. This engine sounded like a diesel, just ticking away. Metal-on-metal contact inside the engine is never a good sign. If you hear knocking or ticking, that's potentially thousands of dollars in repairs, if not a complete engine replacement. So what should you listen for during a test drive? Always pay attention during a cold start. That's when worn engines are loudest. Also, listen while idling after warming up and during acceleration. Those worn bearings can make more noise under load. And here's a pro tip. Consider bringing a mechanic stethoscope on your test drives. You can pick one up for about 10 to 15, and it'll help you pinpoint exactly where those engine noises are coming from. Now, let's get real for a second. Even if the price seems right, or if it's the model you've been dreaming of, if you find thick, sticky oil and hear engine noise, you need to walk away. The math just doesn't work in your favor. You might think you can negotiate a lower price due to the engine noise, but trust me, you'll be spending way more on repairs than it's worth. And don't forget, if someone's deliberately masking engine problems, what else have they neglected? If they couldn't take care of the engine, they probably skimped on other critical maintenance too, like brakes or the transmission. You could be buying into a money pit. So what's the best money you can spend when buying a used vehicle? A pre-purchase inspection at an independent shop, which usually runs about $100 to $150. They'll catch these red flags, and it's way cheaper than dealing with someone else's problem down the line. In summary, remember this. If you come across sticky, thick oil mixed with engine noise, that's your cue to keep looking. You don't want to be the buyer who gets caught up in someone else's cover-up. Do the oil texture test. Pay attention to the sounds the engine makes, and trust your gut. Thanks for listening. I hope this helps you in your car search. What other tips do you think are crucial when buying a used vehicle? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, take care.